Now, BBC Learning English.
Hello, today we're in the kitchen and we're cooking Italian food. I'm actually frying some onions here to go on the base of a pizza. I'm a really big fan of pizza. It's one of my favourite Italian foods. But before I cook anything else, let's join Oliver in the studio to explain a little more about why we're talking about Italian food today. Oliver.
Thanks, John. 没错，今天我们将在这里为您介绍意大利食品 Italian food。John 会去他的厨房里边 ，He's in his kitchen。节目当中，我们还会和你一起回顾意大利食品在英国的发展历史。从上个世纪50年代以来，意大利食品在英国可以说是非常非常受欢迎。Yes, John.
So why am I cooking Italian food in my kitchen here in London? Well, ask anyone in Britain about the food that they like here, and most people will say they love Italian food.And if you come to Britain, you'll also notice that most people will cook Italian food in their home very regularly. Well, in a minute, we'll hear how British people fell in love with Italian food years ago. But first, I have a lot of Italian ingredients here in my kitchen in London, and I thought I'd just tell you what they are. Nearly everybody in their home in Britain will have pasta, all different kinds.You might also see tomatoes, aubergines, basil, minced beef, chicken, onions and rice. The list is quite long. Oliver, let's have some explanations.
好的 ,John, I'll try. John 说你可以几乎在任何一个英国人家的厨房里边找到意大利面条 ,pasta。然后他就给我们列出了一个长长的单子，里边包括了大部分英国人家里边常用的意大利食品原料，比如说西红柿 tomatoes 茄子 aubergines， 还有一种叫做罗勒的香料 basil， 牛肉馅 minced beef 鸡肉 chicken 洋葱 onions， 还有对了米饭 rice。几乎所有在意大利食谱里边的原料啊，你都可以在英国人的厨房里面找得到。因为英国人太喜欢意大利食品了。那英国人是从什么时候开始爱上意大利食品的呢？ Let's go back to John in his kitchen. When did the British fall in love with Italian food, John?
Well, Oliver, it all began in 1926 when a man called Peppino Leoni, an Italian man, opened the very first Italian restaurant in London. It was called the Quo Vadis.I spoke to writer Alastair Sutherland, the author of a new book called The Spaghetti Tree. It's a book about how the British became attracted to Italian food. And he told me about the first Italian restaurant in London and how it all began.
1926, Leoni's Quo Vadis opened. It's the first big...glossy restaurant owned by an Italian that was attracting, if you like, the middle classes rather than just the people who worked in Soho. So this became a big destination. As you can see now, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 buildings across. And when Peppino Leoni started in 1926, of course, it was just one little tiny place that he could seat 25. By the time he wrote his book, he tells us he was seating 400.
这么说，早在1926年的时候，在伦敦就有了第一家意大利餐馆了。我们节目里面请来的专家 Alistair 说，这是意大利人开的第一座像样的餐厅 ，the first big glossy restaurant.
That's right. And do you remember, Oliver, the sort of people the restaurant served?
Yes, I think it was the middle classes. 餐馆为中产阶级服务。这是一家为收入不错的人都能达到社会平均收入水平的人开的。平均收入是 average incomes.
Exactly, and what I thought was impressive was that his business grew so large.
His business really grew. Peppino Leoni 的餐馆 Quo Vadis 在刚刚开业的时候只是一个只有25个座位的小餐厅。There was sitting for just 25 people.但短短的几年之后，他的餐馆已经发展到可以接待400个人了。
Now, Oliver, do you know what we would call a person who built up a successful business that hadn't been tried before?
I'm not sure about that. What word should I use, John?
Well, I'd call this sort of person a pioneer.
Oh, a pioneer. 先驱，先锋。
BBC Learning English.
Yes, this is BBC Learning English. Thanks for joining us today.
节目当中我们谈论的话题是为什么英国人那么喜欢意大利食品以及这种热情的由来。我们介绍了伦敦第一家意大利的餐厅 The Cold Buddies。现在有很多人觉得这个餐馆并不是地道的意大利餐馆，在他们的菜单上有很多的法国菜，因为那个时候啊，大多数的英国人都认为法国菜是真正好吃的。不过 John 要告诉大家，一切都在发生变化。
Yes, gradually the Italian restaurants started to evolve in London, and there was a growing demand for more authentic Italian food. Listen to Alistair explaining what happened next to London's Italian restaurants.
Mario Cassandro and Franco Lagatola were two waiters. Franco had grown up in England of Italian parents.Mario, the volatile, voluble Neapolitan, the most wonderful man you'd ever want to meet. They met while working at the Mirabelle, which was then London's most luxurious French restaurant. And they decided that what London needed was a proper Italian restaurant serving real Italian food. And they left the Mirabelle and they opened in April 1959. They did one or two things differently and quickly became popular with the Italian community and one or two artists and writers.
Mario and Franco sound like interesting characters. 正是这两个法国餐馆的服务生，马里奥和弗里昂，为伦敦带来了真正地道的意大利餐。It was more genuine. 他们采用了一些与众不同的策略。One or two things differently.
And not only did they do things differently in their new restaurant, they started to become popular with the local community. We would say they made a name for themselves.
They made a name for themselves. 他们渐渐地做出了名气。他们的餐馆和一些艺术家和作家成了朋友。Artists and writers.
Well, let's hear from Mario Cassandro himself.
在这段录音里，你会听到马里奥说他的餐馆是怎么样开张的，为什么说他出售的食品都是那不勒斯风格的 Neapolitan。这里所说的那不勒斯风格是具有意大利南部那不勒斯地区特色的食品。接下来让我们听马里奥的录音。
My name is Mario Cassandro, born in the city of Naples many, many years ago. The idea that Frank and I had was to create something which was typically Italian, basically Neapolitan.We want to create a place where all the people would come in very informally without being so posh looking. Your own mother's kitchen. And the people liked the atmosphere. The food was very good. The price was peanuts in comparison to anything else. But then we had such an incredible success. Overnight, people used to come from everywhere.
That's quite a success story, isn't it, Oliver?
Yes, I'm really impressed. 这个餐馆不是那么正式。 It was informal. 是典型的意大利风格。 The atmosphere was not posh. 餐馆的感觉不是那么高端和豪华。 And it was more like your mother's kitchen. 有点像妈妈做的家常菜。
And of course, the food was very good. And the price was peanuts.And do you know, Oliver, what it means when we say the price was peanuts?
Nope.
Well, when you say something costs peanuts, you mean it's very cheap.
The price was peanuts. 这个短语用来表示什么东西非常非常便宜，价格很诱人。
And the restaurant became an overnight success.
Yes, an overnight success. That is when something is so successful, within a matter of days, it becomes a success. 一夜成名。
BBC Learning English.
Well, just before we go, Oliver, do you know what spaghetti or any kind of pasta is made from?
I'm not sure. Does it grow on trees?
Oliver, no. It's made from flour and water, basically.
好的，是面粉和水做的。
But in the 1950s, when pasta was unknown in Britain, people thought it did grow on trees. Listen to this.
The last 2 weeks of March are an anxious time for the spaghetti farmer. There's always the chance of a late frost, which, while not entirely ruining the crop, generally impairs the flavour and makes it difficult for him to obtain top prices in world markets. But now these dangers are over, and the spaghetti harvest goes forward.
太难以置信了。 John 在 BBC 的档案中心找到了上个世纪50年代的录音，这段录音是当时在4月1号愚人节的时候播出的 April Fool's Day。 通常这一天的时候啊，人们都会互相开玩笑，互相愚弄。当时这段广播还真的是愚弄了很多的听众，那些听众一直都相信意大利面条是在树上结的。
Yes, people thought spaghetti grew on trees. And Oliver, were you convinced by that recording?
Well, if I didn't know anything about pasta, I think I might be taken in by it. 我可能就会被骗了。
Well, lots of people were taken in. We've been talking about why British people love Italian food and the origins of the first Italian restaurants in London today.
下次有机会到伦敦的话，别忘了去尝尝意大利菜啊！意大利餐馆在这儿可是遍地都是啊。
We'll say goodbye now and see you next time.
再见。
This restaurant was started by an Italian waiter with lots of hope and not much money. His first day's takings were 12 and 8 pence. Now he serves more than 400 meals a day. And Peppino Leoni, the waiter from Canero by Lake Maggiore, has become a leading restaurateur.
In London...You can have the best champagne, the best port, the best sherry, the best cigar, and the best of everything. On the top of that, in London, we always had the best chef.
BBC Learning English.